when World War II began, many men here in Navajo country volunteered for the armed forces. Some of those men were asked to use their native language to send coded messages that were unbreakable by the enemy. The story of those men and the power of their words is today's edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Roy Hawthorne has lived almost his entire life on the Navajo Nation in Arizona. He served in the Pacific during World War II. Today, he is a retired pastor living near the town of Lupton.
God has his hand in everything, and God had it all planned out, that this language was going to be used to help win the war for democracy.
At the time of the war, there were only about 30 non-Navajo who could speak the language. There was no written form of it. It was a language that could be used to send coded messages. Philip Johnston grew up near Flagstaff, Arizona, and served in World War I. Some tribal languages had been used during that war to send messages. At the outbreak of World War II, Johnston presented the idea of Navajo code talkers to the Marine Corps. Initial test runs in Southern California proved fruitful, yet many said it would be too difficult to actually implement.
The clear heads said, we can use it. It's a code that the Japanese can't break. And so it was used on every engagement of the Marine Corps against the Japanese on every island.
From an initial 29 code talkers, about 400 would eventually serve in the role. Roy volunteered for the Navy at the age of 17 and became part of the group. They further encoded their language to transmit messages.
The letter A in English, we would have three Navajo words to encode the letter A, which would be, in English, it would be apple, ant, and axe.
More with code talker Roy Hawthorne next time as we travel the countryside. Near Lupton, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.